Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is expecting a third round of payments for this year's market facilitation program. The USDA's Stephanie Ho has more.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has the latest on this year's market facilitation program, which is aimed at mitigating agricultural losses from trade.
The question has to do with a third tranche of MFP payments for this year, and I am expecting that. We haven't seen anything to give us any indication that way.
Speaking to reporters in Nebraska, he said USDA authorizes the money, but the Office of Management and the Budget makes the allocation.
They were very helpful in the second tranche that we got out before Thanksgiving, and we don't see a market move that would make it not needed for the third tranche after the first of the year.
On whether there will be another market facilitation program for 2020, he made no commitments.
If we can get a deal with China, if markets move, if we can accumulate these trading relationships that we have, and we get back to a more stable trade relationship, I'd be hopeful that we wouldn't need a third market facilitation program.
Purdue Thursday also talked about some possible numbers for ag purchases coming up from China.
Well, I know the numbers that have been discussed really is in the $40 to $50 billion range, which when you think about the scale, that's double what's ever happened before.
Do you think that's an annual number?
Yeah, that is an annual number. And that's double what the highest exports we've had. So that is a significant number. It'll be a real bonanza if we can trust China to do what they say they'll do. It's easy to sometimes to talk, but to implement and act is really what part of a lot of this discussion has been about.
The Senate Commerce Committee this week passed a bipartisan bill to designate a three-digit phone number for nationwide suicide prevention and mental health hotline. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin, says the current National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line are 10 digits, which is a barrier to Americans seeking crisis support. She says the legislation would remove that barrier.
In America, sadly, we lose about 45,000 people every year to death by suicide. It's a tragedy. And we have seen a significant increase in the number of suicides in rural America. So you look at how do you remove any impediment to reaching out for help in a crisis.
The legislation, which now heads to the full Senate for consideration, would require the Federal Communications Commission to designate the number 988 as the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again on Monday.